Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
The run-up to the Blackpool Magic Convention 2023, and I'm speaking to all of the biggest and best dealers that are going to be in the dealer hall, talking to them about what they're going to have at this year's convention. This year's convention promises to be the biggest convention yet, and there is some amazing dealers in the dealer hall. One of those dealers is one of my favorite dealers in the whole world, and that is Magic Dream. They consistently bring out quality product after quality product after quality product, and they've always got something super exciting to show everybody. So I'm very excited to be sitting down and chatting with them about what's going to be happening at Blackpool with them this year. Hey guys, how are you? Thank you. Hi, Greg.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes.
You're more than well. I know how busy you guys are. Like the amount of products that you either have in development or that you've released or you're releasing. I said off camera, it's making me tired just thinking of how much work you're putting into all of this at the moment. So thanks for finding time to jump on the channel.
And you know that work is not only on the product, so it's a lot of work, right?
Mm-hmm. And I was saying to somebody the other day, you're one of the only companies that releases tutorials in two languages. So you've got to film everything twice, once of all in English, and then in French. It takes double the time to get to anyone else. It's
at the origin, even the trailer, we were recording English, but our customer, of course, always says, but why in English? So now even the trailer, we are recording French and English to be sure that it works very well in our own country.
That's great. That's amazing. And I know that you've been, you've already bought some amazing tricks out already. I mean, just in the last few months, there's been some fantastic magic and some fantastic products that you guys have released. But what I wanted to do is find out what you're going to have on your booth at Blackpool, if there's something new, if there's something that's come out recently, and just kind of talk through some of the things that are going to be there. Would that be okay, guys?
Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. So why don't you talk me through what you've got? What's coming up first? What are you planning at Blackpool 2023?
So the first biggest launch is the Tetra Cube that you already know. So yes, it's mainly for beginner or people that do not know how to solve a cube or how to perform a Rubik's Cube routine. But finally, people finds an interest even when they had a routine with Rubik's Cube. So this is one of the biggest release we are going to make in Blackpool. So I think you already see that. So you get a Rubik's Cube, which is the shuffled Rubik's Cube. And only when you're going to launch it, to drop it, it will make this happen like this, and you can show like this. So this is not the flat version, it's the normal version. And so there are two versions, but when you get the product, it's interesting because it's fully black, and you can customize this with the version you want, with flap or not. And it's from a young guy, whose name is Maxime Durocher, which is from Canada. And it's a very great release. For the moment, we only release in France, but we're going to introduce in Blackpool. But we only have a few because it's all are made by hand. So we only receive a few by a few. So we only bring about, I think, 30 units in Blackpool, I think, more or less.
Well, I saw you at the session, obviously. Magic Dream were at the session convention in January. And that's nowhere near the size of Blackpool, but everybody was flocking around the Magic Dream stand. And what everybody wanted to see, they wanted to play with the Tetra Cube because it's as fun to play with as it is perform. It's kind of like you look at it and it's definitely got that toy factor. You know, it's
you know, I remember having seen something with your son and you ask him, but why would you buy this? Even if you know that you have a powerful Rubik's Cube routine and you know how to solve it. And finally, this is why sometimes it's strange in magic, because the solution of this is so amazing that you want to play with. And finally, it's a great trick.
Well, Ryland's the perfect example. Like, he can solve a cube inside out, back to front, left side, right. He knows how to do so much with cubes, but all he does when he's walking around the house is just throw this Tetra cube up and down all day, every day.
There is tricks like that where the trick is more impressive than the effect.
The solution is more impressive.
The solution is more impressive. And we respect the idea of the creator. When we have seen it, we said, wow, what a crazy guy to put a cube like that.
I said on the review that I did of it, I said, if I had created this, I would be so proud of myself, because it's the sort of thing that James Bond would have. You know, ridiculous. And the other thing it does is it opens up cube magic to people who have no intention of learning to solve a cube.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, everyone knows what a cube is. You walk out on stage, you show a cube, you throw it up in the air, it solves. Instantly, you've got people on side. They know what's happening. You know, they relate to how difficult that is.
And we will send you the trailer. But if you show the trailer to your audience, you will see in the trailer of people like Henry Arius, who is a big reference in the Rubik's Cube magic. And he made a quote for him and many other guys, of course, like Stephen Brundage and some people that are really high level in Rubik's Cube magic and gimmicky Rubik's. Or cube, sorry, not Rubik's, because we do not have right to say Rubik's, but cube magic. So that means it's a very good product. It's a very good product.
Oh yeah, it really is. In fact,
is not only one routine.
Yeah,
It's not only throw it and solve it. There is a routine where the color of the cube change completely.
Yeah,
first it's solved, and secondly the color change.
Yeah, and I know Max talks about how you can do it behind the spectator's back, so you can have the cube behind their back and solve it behind their back. So there's a lot of stuff you can do with it. I'm going to put the trailer on so that people can see the trailer. I'm going to play that right now. So that's Tetra Cube. I mean, it's fun. And if you're watching this, go over and just have a look, go to the stand and just go and play with it. You'll find it fascinating, and you'll probably end up walking away with them all, because
I think a reason of the success is also the fact that you can do it very quickly on your social media. And today I think this is something that is very important. When you launch something visual, this is something that you can do now in your social media. And this is why it's a great success in France at the moment. And where when we bring in a convention like the session, it has been a huge sales for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you've got the Tetra Cube. I see that you've just bought out a jumbo deck of cards. I recognize this. I reviewed this as well recently. This is amazing. Mm. Can we talk about Jumbox?
Yeah. It's a very good sales in the last months, because everybody is looking at it, says, wow, you had the idea to make a jumbo deck marked. So this is it.
And this is a first of a series. That means at the moment, everybody used to play with the same brand of jumbo playing cards. But now we designed our own back design. And so that means Jumbox will be our trademark. And this is the first of a series. That means we will have red and blue, normal and marked, and maybe gaffed and FACO card, blank, double back, etc. And this is something that missed in the market. So at the beginning, as always, it's just an idea which can be not stupid but simple. And so finally we have make a video with a routine that you can perform on stage. And this is why it's very great, because at the end of your closer performance, maybe you want to take the mic and goes on front of all the audience, and very easily with a routine that you know, or you can discover in the video tutorial, Finally, you can perform in front of a huge audience in parlor or stage magic condition and make something bigger. And this is why in the trailer, we make the things bigger and play bigger, perform bigger with the Jumpbox. And it's very interesting as inside there are five routines, but of course, any routines, a classical routine with Mark playing cards
could be done.
You can perform with this. And the Mark is really nice because that means you can sit even 1 meter from the spectator who have the card like this.
And that's one thing that I noticed from playing with the Jumpbox. It's the marks are so easily readable. Like you can literally be standing on the other side of the room, and if your eyesight's half decent, you can look at a card and just immediately you know what the card is. But unless you know what you're looking for, you can't see those marks at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is something that we love marking system. And of course, as Magic Dream was the creator of Ultimate Mark deck, it is something that is very important when you launch the mark playing card. This is something that needs to be very clear for the magician and of course not for the spectator. And this is what we bring inside. It's a direct lecture. It's a direct reading. And so it's very, very powerful.
Yeah, and on stage there is less pressure because the marking is very easy to see. And what is interesting is the size. It's a little bit biggest than a jumbo bicycle deck.
It's four playing cards, four poker playing card size, two on height and two on width.
So very clear to see on stage.
It's great. It really is. And they're nice to handle as well. That's the other thing that I noticed from handling the deck. You see some jumbo cards and they're really hard to handle. These are really nice to handle.
The slide of it. I think in English we say this, the
sliding of the cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
For slate of.
It's very, it's not thick. It's something that is very nicely printed and it's very good.
Yeah,
and so we have stock on that. We have stock on that, and as this is a success in France or in conventions,
particularly in convention, in fact. Yeah.
Well, I want to give a shout out as well to the tutorial on this because the tutorial, it would have been very easy to just put this out and go, "Hey guys, it's a Mark deck. It's a jumbo Mark deck, whatever." But you put together a really strong tutorial with lots of ideas and lots of routines, and that was very much appreciated. I thought that was excellent.
But you know, Craig, now we speak about that before, but it's important to remind to your audience this. I think nowadays every creators or label should bring something to the buyers, to the customers. That means as you've just said, okay, it's a jumbo Mark deck. Okay, buy it. Okay, €35. Thank you very much. Bye bye. No, it's not that. We want people to use this. If we want people to use this, we need to bring them something, teach them something, going more and more step forward than what they know about Mark deck. This is a stage or parlor size, so that means we need to bring them something that they can use on stage or parlor. So it's important for us when we are producing or creating something. Now it's something that it's an obligation for us to give at the minimum of 1 hour routine video explanation, but not just speaking, really strong video routines, tutorial. Yeah.
And what we have in mind is that not everybody is not practicing magic since 20 years, So there is, of course, we are lucky to have beginners each year. So it's important for us that if a beginner want to have fun with it, when he's got it, he watch the tutorials, and of course he will have fun quickly with it because he will have routines.
Yeah,
that's very important.
Absolutely. Well, there's two strong tricks there. What are we going on to now? How are you going to top
that? This one we're going to speak very quick because you review it.
I love this. I love this trick.
Thank you for the great review.
Since the review, I've used it at so many different shows. It's killer. I love this trick. I can't
so
tell you
the how effect much. You know it's any name card will appear inside the blank playing cards inside the blank deck, and of course back and face. So it's a very powerful trick that I am lucky to be the creator with Sebastian Calvary, and this is the best launchings since years at Magic Dream. So this is a very, very great trick. And if people have seen the trailer yet, Alakazam is promoting this a lot in UK, but feel free to come at our booth to see a real demo by me or my colleague.
And there is not only one routine, too.
Same thing. It's
everything.
Five routine several size, things. Different way to... it's not only variation. It's different routine, in fact. So it's very, very nice.
Much liked Peter Nardi's contribution to the project.
Yeah.
With the coincidence. Really good. Really, really good. But the whole thing, great. And it's one of those... I remember the first time you showed me that, you fooled the pants off me. Because there's so many displays and there's so many moments. I thought going into it, I knew how it could have worked. And then by the end of it, I'm like, that can't be the method. It can't be, because I'm seeing everything at every point.
This is what we loved. My job is not to fool magician, but when it's the case, it's wonderful, because you know that the trick is very, very good to fool magician. And this is a very important point. During the video explanation, of course, you have the routine. It's a very easy magic trick. So the technical part is not so important. It's like a choreography, as we said before. But what we try to do together with Guillaume when we explain is all the psychology things behind the trick that make it very powerful. All the convincer, all the gesture, everything to make it very, very powerful in front of a real audience. And this is why when we are recording a video explanation, we work on this and not only routine. What can we bring to the customer who buy a Magic Dream product?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, the tutorial is amazing. The trick is brilliant. It's incredibly fooling. And yeah, I love it. I love the snow deck.
We will have some social media trick, which is not Magic Dream label, but which is always nice to see. It's like a bite card, but with a very, very nice manufacturer. We have jump pips with pips that are going to vanish one by one. It's very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. We will send you also the trailer or the reels and story we made on Instagram. Yeah. And this is very, very fun. We hope to receive before Blackpool. It's not a Magic Dream product, but maybe it will be in a few weeks. We don't know, because we really love this. It's like, I can show it maybe with this camera very quickly. Just to see this, it will be like a forced card. I don't know if you see very well. That's it. Yeah. And imagine that you have one, two, or three cards that... Oh, it's difficult to show it. Let me see like this.
That's it. Wow. There you go. That's great.
Yeah. And it will be something that make one card goes up and another one will appear. So that's it's difficult to show on the camera. So you're welcome to come and see us on our booth. But
it's a mini rising card that changed.
It's a card with a rising. And it's the same creator than the trick we will hand it with the last rise. We will show just after. It's the same creators. And you get double back, you get fake playing cards like this.
Gaff cards to make the change at the end of the trick to finish clean.
And so it's very fun, because finally you can make the spectator choose one or two or even three cards if you count the King of Hearts as a revelation. And after another card jump, and finally you just do this with your index finger and the third one appears.
That's amazing.
And the third one is customizable. It's supplied blank and you can write anything you want on it.
So if you want to write thank you, you write thank you. If you want to write the name of the company or whatever you want, you can do this. So it's very, very fun. It's very fun. I like this one.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love that.
So this is called the Mini Rising trick. And it's the same creators that the one you reviewed a few days ago.
This is an amazing.
And I really love this one because it's simple. It's easy to perform. The trick is really nicely gimmicked, and so it's very nice. So this is the last rise.
This is a great trick.
As you make during the performance, you have one card goes up and you can do this, and another one goes now, etc. So it's a very, very nicely manufactured. And your version is very good, and you have many versions. You can make people think about one or two cards like this, mm-hmm. one black and one red, for example, and make the trick works very well. Or you can do the invisible things, and it works a lot. I like the invisible things.
Me too.
You perform with. It's a great addition.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's just super fun because you've got the invisible deck has always been such a great presentation. You know, yeah. It's been so popular for years. Combining it with a visual like that, and I love the fact that it's a different card every single time. It's instantly repeatable. It's more impossible because it's boxed. There's so much to love about that. I mean, it's a real worker, and I think, however people think it works, and I had no idea when I saw the trailer, but however people think it works, it's way more clever than you could possibly.
You know, it's the same thing with the snow deck. I think first you say, "Oh, I have an idea," but finally it's not this. And this is very strong. Mm. For the snow deck, many people think of roof things or thin cards or things like this or like that. And finally I say, no, it's not that. It's a free choice, 100%, 52 cards.
No rowing.
And
no rowing free.
Say, it's very fun to have people say, okay, I know it. Oh, no, absolutely not. And this is exactly the same thing. It doesn't work as you think. And this is very good.
And when you realize how it works, I know when I learned it, I was just sitting there for about an hour just making cards rise out the box. I'm like, this is so clever. This is just amazing.
It's like Tetracube, the same spirit.
It is in so many.
He made something special. He's going to produce one with white playing cards to do this and make the change of white going through printed playing card. But I'm not sure it's a good addition, but he manufactured this for one people and showed me before. But he made something special for me. But I told you, he manufactured one with the 13 possibilities of each family. So 13 spades, 13 heart, diamond and clubs. So that means if I ask you playing cards, you say, for example, two of heart, I take a deck of card, which is the heart, and now I can make the two of heart goes up. So it gives you all the possibilities, and I think he will launch a special deluxe edition with us at the end of the year with this kind of production. And a very good idea that I bring to him is to manufacture in a biggest size.
Yeah.
So that means, as we told you with Guillaume, this is the first of a series. That means Magic Dream really want to put the gem box as comment tu dis une évidence, une un classic, as a classical.
Yeah,
we want to put this size and this mark as a classic with jumbo tricks. So this is why
about getting into jumbo card magic, it's the jump box that they need to go and get.
That's it.
That's the gold standard in the industry. Yeah.
This is why we're going to create the GAF card, the FACO card, etc. And maybe special deck like the Last Rise. And so what is interesting is that on this size, you will have not seven, but 13 outs. So with this, as you mentioned on your reviews, is seven outs. But for this, but people think it's free choice. That's important to mention that.
Oh yeah.
The spectator doesn't know about seven outs, but this is seven outs for the magician. But people really think that this is a completely free choice. But for this, it will be 13-1-3. So it will be 13 outs. And it's nice because for stakes, making the cards goes up, it's very, very nice also. Mm-hmm. So it's totally mechanical, no electronic, and it's really good.
Yeah, it's great. And knowing how it works, it'll last a lifetime. It'll last a very long time.
Oh,
it's really, really well made. Well made. And everything is self-contained. Some people said to me, is there something else you need to carry around with you? No, it's all in the box. That's all you need.
Yes.
You have the
deck. Ready to use.
Yeah. Straight out the box. You can do it immediately. And once again, really nice tutorial. Covers a bunch of different stuff. But it's very easy to do as well. No sleight of hand, really. Yeah.
And, you know, of course, in our booth every year, so this is the pipelines. And maybe we will have some product that you know, which are really best sellers, like Infinity Wine, which is one of our best sales in the UK also. And maybe, but not sure, we will have a production of a new product, which is from Mathieu Biche, which will be the Universal Plunger.
Ooh.
And it's a new version of the plunger. In fact, it's an old version, but has never been released, only in the Mathieu Biche lectures. So that means inside you have two plunger, one which is normal, that everybody know now, but one which is gimmicked, and with a special playing card that allow you to perform the trick on a mat or on a strong table. So it's a new version that Mathieu wanted to launch a few years ago with us. And normally we will have only a few with us at Blackpool Magic Convention. It's called Universal Plunger from Mathieu Biche and Magic Dream. So self-contained, one regular, one gimmicked plunger, and the gimmicked card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big fan of Mathieu Biche. I'm also a big fan of the plunger plot. So put those two together. That's amazing. That's great. Well, I didn't even know about that one.
It will be launched at Blackpool for the first time, I think.
Excellent. Now, if people aren't coming to Blackpool, they're watching this, they're seeing all of these amazing products, where can they go? If they aren't going to Blackpool and they want to pick them up, is it best to go to the Magic Dream website and order from there?
No, I think they can only buy in our booth. Everything will be ready for them.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's somebody watching this from, say, America...
And don't go to Blackpool Magic.
And they're not going to Blackpool.
Most of the products are on our website, except some product that we are going to launch in Blackpool like this. And I think this is...
And the mini rising card,
This and this will
these be... These two will be only on the booth and on the website maybe a little bit later.
Okay,
sure, a little bit later, but for the moment only on the booth for these two products, but all the others on the website.
So the message is you should have come to Blackpool. That's the,
in a magician life, everybody should come to Blackpool. I don't say this because it's UK, because it's one of the biggest magic conventions. So I think, of course, most of the time after years and years, we love small magic convention, but Blackpool is an exception because this is where you should go every year. In fact, if you want to meet people, meet creations, see lectures, see there is nothing similar like Blackpool. Even FISM is not the same spirit of Blackpool Magic Convention. So,
and I think this year will be very particular because last year we were still in the COVID period and not everybody was there, but this year, everybody will be there. It will be a huge convention, I'm sure.
It's going to be very big. And before we sign off, you guys are running your own convention in March, the Rendezvous Convention. Are tickets still available? It's taking place right next to Disneyland in Paris. You've got a great lineup, right?
Yeah, we have six people, of course, you and me. and four other great lecturers.
Mario Lopez, Tobias Dostal, and Chris Congreve and Philippe Molina, a French guy. I think he's got a little name in UK because he's very good with small packet tricks, with cards. And it will be very close from Disneyland Paris. So if there is magicians who wants to have fun for family at Disney and fun with magic at the hotel, English guys are very welcome, of course.
Yeah. You can bring a wife and son and kids in Disneyland and come to our... It's only 5 minutes from Disneyland, so it's very fun. And it will be around 150 people, maybe 200, if we manage to sell some places more. Mm. But it's nice that it's not a huge convention because everybody is welcome and to speak with the lecturer and make jam session. And it's very fun. There will it will be on the Friday night a welcome party, on the Saturday night a gala show, which will be organized with all the lecturers. Mm. And so it's very, very fun. It's a familiar convention.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I think it's going to be can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. And people can get tickets from you for that on the website, or they could get tickets from the
website. We can sell some at Blackpool, but we are speaking with Peter from Alakazam. So maybe he will come with us at the convention and take a booth. So if he do so, maybe he will manage to sell some tickets directly from his website. So it will be maybe easier for UK people to buy directly from Peter and Harry, and so come after. And you know, it's not so expensive to come with the Eurostar in Paris now. So it's
I can't speak for any of the other lecturers, but I've put a brand new lecture together for you.
Yeah.
And myself and Peter are going to be launching a brand new product. And the first time it's going to be seen is going to be at Rendezvous. So there you go.
Is it something with coin?
Maybe.
You don't know.
Maybe. Absolutely, maybe. Oh, amazing. Guys, thank you so much for jumping
on. Thank you very much.
TV. Thank you, too.
Can't wait to see you next week. I know that you guys are going to have an amazing Blackpool. You've always got one of the busiest booths. Your material is always solid, always fantastic. And I'm not going to wish you a success because I know you're going to have an amazing Blackpool and it's going to be awesome. But thank you for jumping on the channel.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Guys, do me a favor. You're watching this video. Leave a comment down below. Let Magic Dream know that you're coming over to their booth. And don't do the thing that everyone does. Don't go on the first day, see something that you like and go back. I guarantee you, the last rise, the snow deck, things like that, they're going to sell out by the last day. I know they are because they're awesome. So make sure you get there quickly. And on behalf of Magic Dream, we'll see you at Blackpool Magic Convention 2023.
Thank you very much. See you. Bob.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be
magic.
Sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV. Or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.